on a totally different note. Excuse me. On Tuesday evening, people started to register for the Dublin Tech Summit in the Convention Centre, the IFSC. Near FM's Dectamina was there and spoke to students, workers and company owners about why they were at the Dublin Tech Summit.
So would you like to introduce yourself there?
Yeah, my name's Joe Wollaston. I work for Engineered Arts. We are a company based in Cornwall and we make robo-thespian.
So we're here at the Dublin Tech Summit and what have you set up as you come into the door?
So greeting you in the sort of main hall here is our 6-foot humanoid robot, robo-thespian. He's sort of white-shelled. He's an actor.
So you can see in here and he answers people's questions or he talks to people.
Yeah, that's a demonstration of our telepresence capabilities. So it's essentially artificial intelligence. There's a man behind the curtain, as it were. So we can remotely operate the robot from anywhere in the world, anywhere with an internet connection.
Okay, and what technology, like in terms of building the robot, what kind of went into it, or how difficult is it to actually build a robot that can move around?
So he's about 10 years of development. He runs on, just a mains plug and compressed air. His air muscles are, they enable him to move quite fluidly. His movements are under proportional control because of that, so he can lift and hold any position.
Okay, so it's not like noisy and whirring and all that because it's controlled by air.
Yeah, well, it can be a little bit noisy when you're near the compressor. You get a kind of tsh every now and again. Mm. And he does have a few motors in him. His head has 3 motors. He has one in his waist that controls his turning and one in his sternum.
And what other applications has this got, or where else would it be used?
So we've got about 100 of these robots around the world, science centres, museums, anywhere really where you've got a large crowd of people and content that you want to deliver, repetitive content essentially. So here you'll hear him talking about not only himself but about the Dublin Tech Summit. He can do film impressions and entertain people in that way as well.
Okay, and if someone wants to find out more, what's the website?
It's www.engineeredarts.co.uk.
So my name is Andreas Bloodstrom. I'm the CEO and founder of a Swedish-Ukrainian IT consultancy company.
Okay, and why have you come to the Dublin Tech Summit today?
I think it's a great opportunity to meet lots of interesting people. The first time in Dublin for me. I'm really excited about the city, about the opportunity. The agenda looks, exciting. A lot of interesting people. We already pre-booked plenty of meetings, and it's going to be fun.
My name is Trevor O'Brien.
All right, and is there any particular area of IT you're interested in, or what do you think the future trends are?
I think that there seems to be an awful lot of discussion about fintech.
And that's financial technology for banks and stuff, is it?
Yeah, so, that seems to be certainly an area that potentially will just growth in. And I guess with the likes of Brexit occurring only recently and potentially an awful lot of the UK financial services perhaps relocating elsewhere, that if fintech does take off, we already have a technology base here, and that could be an area that we could certainly use to grow the industry here.
Hi, my name is Matthew Barlow-Ladias. I was born and raised in Dublin, although I moved to France for a few years and then came back here for college.
And what do you think of it, or what are you looking forward to?
I actually only know one major speaker, which really I'm looking forward to. His name's Gary Vaynerchuk. YouTuber.
How do you describe Gary Vaynerchuk for people who haven't heard of him?
Probably one of the most energetic people I've seen, entrepreneur. So he took over his parents' business at, I think it was valued at 1 million, and within a few years he grew it to about 60 million. But he also started his own media company and lots of other things. I don't know, I couldn't list them off, honestly.
Hi, my name is Naomi Jane and I'm the founder of A Life Less Ordinary Wanted.
What does that company do?
So we're a positive change agency. We empower leaders to build businesses and lives that they love. We do coaching, we do therapy, we facilitate and we speak all about leadership.
Okay, and why have you come to the Tech Summit today?
Because a lot of my clients operate in the tech sphere, and I'm also thinking about developing an app which takes a lot of the support that we offer our clients and makes it more accessible online.
There aren't a lot of women who might be leaders of tech companies. What's your experience of kind of going into this space, or what's your advice for other women thinking about it?
So I don't know about the statistics for Ireland, but for UK, I know 14% of businesses are run by women, and I know it's even less in tech. So a lot of the work that I do is supporting women who work in male-dominated industries like tech. So for me, being underrepresented is almost an advantage because it means we've got a better opportunity to stand out. You know, you can make a bigger splash in a smaller pool, as they say. But I think the challenge that we're always going to have is anytime you're underrepresented, it's just about doing your best and representing yourself as best you can and not letting other people's opinions or presumptions or prejudices get in the way of whatever it is that you want to make happen.
Okay, and if someone wants to find your company, how do they get in touch?
So we're on Twitter and Instagram, and we're at less_ordinary_, or you can get us online at less-ordinary.com.
So my name is Oscar. I came from Netherlands. I'm 26 and I study data science, and I was here because Marta invited me to participate in a conference that she was very hyped about. So I thought, yeah, let's do something productive with a hopefully opportunity to meet a bunch of creative people and hear some ideas. Okay. So here we are.
My name is Marta and I'm from Spain. I'm 26 years old and I studied in Maastricht, and I did my master in strategy and innovation, and I got specifically interested into IT. So that's how I got to know this conference, and I thought it would be really interesting.
Yes. Okay. So you studied data science. What is that?
Well, it's basically a collection of mathematical methods that are used to aid decision-making process for businesses or medical decision-making or any kind of decision-making. So it's a whole set of processes for gathering your data and then analyzing it so that you can derive some knowledge from it, some higher level abstract.
And a lot of people are studying that now. It's a kind of a growing field, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of a hyped field, which is really not helping it get a good reputation. Yeah, a lot of people are studying that, and a lot of people are moving from pure software development to data science, which is a more abstract theoretical thing.
So. Okay. And what is innovation, or what does studying innovation involve?
Well, innovation can be many things, but one thing can be creating a product. But what I actually did is innovation for businesses. So, for instance, I'm specifically interested in incubators. There are companies that actually help people with ideas to bring them to reality. So I think that would be a part of what innovation is.
So I'm Matt McDermott. I work for AIR, who are sponsoring today.
Oh, and what are you looking forward to at the Tech Summit?
All the kind of different speakers, all the different industries as well to it, you know. Obviously tech's such a broad word that it can mean almost, you know, every sort of industry, and it has its hand in every industry. So just that kind of wide grasp, and from a, I suppose, a personal point of view is where kind of there's new opportunities, and from a professional point of view is again where there's opportunities in the space and everything, you know.
And is there any particular area of tech you're interested in, or?
The IoT is obviously an interesting space.
So that's Internet of Things.
Yeah, that is indeed. So the whole idea that machine to machine, so that I suppose in a nutshell is linking two machines to each other and link into the world. So everything, I suppose, becomes smart, I suppose we'll call it, is what they're kind of describing it as at the minute. So
that should be like smart light bulbs or smart thermostats, things like that?
Yeah, smart radiator, smart immersion. Your mother won't be able to give out for leaving on the immersion anymore, you know?
Okay, I think a lot of people will be glad of that.
Yeah, well, mothers in particular will be, definitely.